弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢神又聚集我们在一起，我们能够同心合意来敬拜我们的神，我们的主。
Thank the Lord. Once again, we meet together to worship our God. In unison.
我们现在一起祷告，求神在我们中间来祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹，每一位朋友。
Let's have a word of prayer so that God can will bless each one of us.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前，感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together before you to thank you.
感谢你又在你定的日子，主你聚集你的儿女来到你的殿中，我们来敬拜你，来仰望你。
We thank you because in the day you ordained, we come together before you to your temple to worship you.
天父，刚才你已经把你的话语向我们打开。
Oh, Heavenly Father, you have just opened our heart with your word.
主你的话语安定在天，永不改变。
And your word is fast, steadfast, and never change.
主，你是无限智慧的神。
And you are God with infinite wisdom.
我们是何等有限有罪的人。
And how we are limited, and we are sinful.
主，若不靠着你圣灵的引导，不靠着你的恩典，我们真的是不知道、不明白你的话。
If without the guidance of your spirit, we never can understand your word.
天父，就求主你来怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, please have mercy on us.
帮助我们能够在聆听你的话语时，也让我们能够明白，能够接受，成为我们生命的帮助。
Help us to understand and also to receive in our life.
主也赐我们一颗心，能够不单单是听到，也让我们能够行道。
And also, please give us a heart so that we can not only we can hear, but we can also practice your word.
让你的道能够彰显在我们每日的生活中
，so that your word will become part of life，
让我们的生命每日能够更新改变，能够逃出你的喜悦。
And our life can be renewed every day to live a life pleasing to you。
求主你圣灵在我们中间运行，带领我们下面的敬拜。
May your life working in us and to lead us to worship today。
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ。
Amen. Amen. 我们上一次呢，联合崇拜就是在三个月之前，那么我们就开始讲这个传道书。
We start the book of Ecclesiastes in about 3 months ago.
那我们上一次的主题是说，人世间是找不到心满意足的。
The title of the last sermon is.There's no satisfactory in the human world.
我们的信息是在传道书的二章前半部分一到十一节。
And we preached on the first part of chapter 2.
那么透过这段经文呢，所罗门告诉我们，为了内心的满足，他一生进行了各样的尝试。
Solomon told us that to search for life satisfactory, he spent all his life.
但是他得到的结果却是他所尝试的都是虚空。
But the conclusion he has is all is vanity.
我们可能会想，如果一个人什么都没有，或者什么都缺乏，那么他觉得虚空，那是很正常的。
We may think that if anyone who is lack of everything, so vanity could be meaningful for him.
但是所罗门呢，他不是这样的情形，他是一个以色列人的王，一个大国的王，他也是什么都有。
But not the case of King Solomon. He was wealthy and he was a great king.
那么然而呢，他仍然觉得自己的生命是虚空的。
Still, he feels his life is empty.
但是在那个时代了，可以说没有任何一个人能够比得上所罗门。
At that time, nobody can compare with King Solomon.
他曾经用各样物质上的丰富和感官上的刺激来满足他自己。
He has everything to satisfy his desire and his need.
但是呢，他经过观察，通过他亲身的体验、思想，他得出一个结论，就是这一切对他来讲都是虚空，都是部分。
But through his observation and also his thinking, his conclusion is everything is vanity.
而且他说在日光之下，他所寻求的这一切都毫无益处。
And it's meaningless to seeking this under the sun.
也就是说，在这今生、今世这种有限的时空里面， 所有他的这些追求，而且得到的东西都不能让所罗门这个大智慧的人有满足他自己。
In another word, for a great a man with great wisdom, even for him, he has spent all his years to search to find out the meaning to satisfy, and it's worthless.
所以他就想，既然这些今世的外在物质上的这些享受不能满足我。
So he began to think, since out the materialism cannot satisfy him,
那我就追求一种高大上的，这种更高层次的，我来享受。
So he may pursue something else to enjoy.
那么我要用我的智慧来满足我内心的虚空。
So he's thinking about using wisdom to satisfy.
那么在这里呢，我说明一下了，大家都传道书的时候，里面智慧这个词到好多地方都出现。
I need to remind you that wisdom appears many times in the book of Ecclesiastes.
那我们要知道了，传道书里面所讲的这个智慧，就是指世人传统上我们所认为那个智慧的意思。
The wisdom in the book of Ecclesiastes means the wisdom from the human world.
就是指一个人综合应用知识和技能来分析问题或者解决问题的方法或者能力。
That means or the power, the ability.To interpret using the worldly knowledge.
那么所罗门呢，可以说是在当时呢是一个具有最高最有智慧的人。
Solomon was considered the most wise man in the world.
所以他就想用他的智慧，还用他的智慧的劳碌得到的来满足他自己。
So he wants to use wisdom or the toys through his wisdom to satisfy him.
然而他的尝试呢又失败了。
But his attempt was not successful.
那为什么智慧也不能满足他的虚空呢？
Why wisdom cannot satisfy him either?
我们一起又来看到今天的信息。
Now, let's look at today's passage.
那么所罗门呢，在这里用从三个方面，那么让我们看到人生虚空的根本原因乃是不认识神。
We want to see from three areas that life without God is vanity.
那么为什么不认识神的人就是他的人生是虚空呢？
Why the life of those who does not know God is vanity?
那么传道者这位所罗门呢，他给了我们三个原因。
The preacher gave us three reasons.
那第一就呢，死亡要临到每一个人。
The first one, death comes to everyone.
那第二个呢，一个人劳碌所得的不一定都能由他自己来支配。
The second one, what you toil.For is not end up with your hand.
那最后一点，他得出结论就是一切其实都在神手里边掌控。
Lastly, everything is in God's hand.
我们就猜从这三个方面来分享这段经文。
Let's study these passages through this through these three areas.
首先，我们看第一点就是死亡临到每一个人，这是不认识神与这人的虚空的一个原因。
The first point is death comes to everyone. That's one of the reasons that life is empty.
那么这是十二节到第十七节，我们先看第十二节。
This is from verse 12 to through 17.
那么他这说，我转念观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧，在往以后要来的人还能做什么呢？也不过早些所行的就是了。
Verse 12. So I turned to consider wisdom and madness and folly.For what can the man do who comes after the king? Only what he has already been done.
那所罗门呢，试验过各样物质上的享乐之后，都不能满足他自己的虚空。
So Solomon enjoyed all the things in the world that cannot satisfy him.
那这里他就说，他就转念观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧。
So he turned to consider wisdom, madness, and folly.
他想转化成另一种方法，另来去追求这个满足，来摆脱这个虚空。
In other words, he pursued the satisfactory through other means.
但是他发现了，在日光之下的智慧、狂妄、愚昧和享乐其实是一样的，看起来不同，结局还都是虚空。
But he found, although it appeared it's different, but the end is the same.
其实都不能满足人的内心的欲望。
All cannot satisfy the desire of humans.
所以 所罗门大圣他拥有那么大的资源和智慧，还是探索不出一个答案来。
So for Solomon, even he's with great wisdom and great source, he could not find the answer he was searching for.
那么既然所罗门他都找不到这个答案，那么后面的人还会有什么高明的结论吗？
So even King Solomon could not find the answer. Who can compare with him?
所以所罗门说，充其量后面的人也不过是重复他自己的事业罢了。也就是说，他们不过就是在做他过去哎做过的一些事情。
That's why Solomon says it's all happened. It's only follow what he has done.
所以我们再接着他下面再说什么？他说：“我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。智慧人的眼目光明，也愚昧人在黑暗中行。我却看明以为戒事，这俩等人都必遇见。”我就心里说，愚昧人所遇见的我也必遇见，我为何更有智慧呢？我心里说，这也是虚空。
Verse 13 through 15. Then I saw that there is more gain in wisdom than in folly, as there is more gain in light than in darkness. Then I said in my heart, what happened to the fool? It will happen to me also. Why then have I been soVery wise, and I said in my heart that is also in vanity.
那么所罗门知道自己是大有智慧的人。
Solomon know that he is full of wisdom.
而我们也知道智慧呢，就像这个亮光一样，能够照明。
And know that wisdom is just like light can shine.
能够引导人看清危险的处境，清楚自己不要走向悬崖。
Can lead people to see the danger so that he can avoid.
那么智慧人他看得清楚看得见，他就不容易跌倒。
People with wisdom, because they can see clearly, so he has less chance to fall.
而愚昧人呢，他看不清楚，行在黑暗中，所以他就到处乱撞，容易跌倒。
And the folly people, because he could not see, so it's easy for him to fall.
那当然这里面指的不只是我们，就是一般咱们哎说走漏行漏，它主要是指一个人在世上的行事为人的方式。
Of course, it doesn't mean that it's walking only. It just means the people are in their life.
所以呢，他说有智慧的人还是他说还是比愚昧人要好一些。
So he said, the man with wisdom is better than the folly.
因为愚昧人呢不知道风险在哪里，常常就盲目行事。
Because the folly, doesn't know the danger, so he's acting blindly.
所以他也会常常失败。
So that's why he often encounter failure.
而智慧人呢，看得比较远，就会减少一些失败。
On the other hand, the wise man can see in the future, so he has less chance to fail.
那比如呢，我们中间可能很多弟兄姐妹，我们会下象棋或者围棋。
There may be people who knows how to play chess or go.
那么如果我们看下棋之后，我们只能看一步一步的走。
If you see just one step,
那我们就很容易输掉。
And you are very likely to lose.
但是那些下棋好的人了，他一般能够往前看两步、三步、四步、五步。
But for those who are skilled in playing chess or go, who can see a few steps away, is most likely to win.
那么这就是他更有智慧，更容易击败对手。
That means with wisdom, it's easier for him to defeat the opponents.
所以呢，从某一方面来看，智慧当然要比愚昧好得多。
So from one hand, clearly, wisdom is better than folly.
但是呢，所罗门又转念一想，他却发现智慧也有一个很大的限制。
But Solomon also realized that even wisdom has a kind of limitation.
智慧也不能让他完全的满足。
Wisdom cannot satisfy him fully.
因为智慧人和愚昧人都会遇见同一件事情。
Because for both wisdom people or the folly people, they will have the same thing.
就是不管你多有智慧或者你多么愚昧，谁也逃不过死亡这件事情。
No matter whether you are wisdom or you are folly,there's one destination you cannot avoid. That means death.
也就是说，你所有的智慧，你只能限制在你的今生。
All your wisdom is limited in your life.
你的今生有多长，谁也不知道。
How the length of your life, nobody knows.
可是当你今生结束的时候，你自己所拥有的，不管你智慧还是你的财富，你什么都带不走。
And after your death, you can bring nothing to the next.
那么不管智慧人还是愚昧人，这样都会面对死亡，都不能带走他活着之后所拥有的一切。
So no matter whether you are wisdom or you are fully, you cannot bring what you have.
那么智慧又有什么好处，有什么用呢？
Then what is the use of wisdom?
那么其实呢，他说，所以呢，其实这也是虚空的。
That's why he said this is also a vanity.
就他自己觉得，那智慧他也不能让他的心意满足。
And even wisdom cannot satisfy him.
既然死亡让智慧人和愚昧人有一个虚空的，都有一个虚空的结局。
Since death is the vanity, the empty destination for everybody.
那么他又想，那么如果人死后，哎，被人能够永远的纪念，那也没算白活。
And he thinks that if the people, whether he's of wise or or fool, can be memorized by people.
那也没有虚度一生，也算活得有一点点的价值。
So he lived a life with some value.
但是事实是什么呢？
But what's the end?
那么十六节他这儿说，智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹智慧人死亡与愚昧人无异。
Verse 16, for of the wise as of the fool.There's no enduring remembrance, seeing that in the day to come, all will have been long forgotten. How the wise dies just like the fool.
那也就是说，每个人他如果离开这个世界，他总会被人忘记。
That means if people die, it will sooner or later be forgotten.
我们都只有短暂的今生。
We only have a short life.
那么一代一代的过去，每个人总有一天会被人忘记掉。
So generation comes and generation gone, all will be forgotten.
那人活在这个世上的价值又是什么呢？
Then what's the value of you living in this world?
那么今天我们常常，我每个人我们都记得我们的父母亲，我们也记得我们的祖父母。
Today we often remember, we can remember our parents and also remember our grandparents.
如果你再往上数，你可能就不太记得清楚了。
But for a generation before that, you probably never can remember.
你可能再往上数也不过四五代。
The most you can remember is 4 to 5 generations.
你四五代之后，你真的，我们真的就不知道。
And beyond that, you probably know nothing.
所以这里很现实的谈到这个问题。
So this is a practical thing.
因为人人都会面对死亡。
All face death.
所以呢，传道者所罗门告诉我们，因为每个人都要面对死亡，那么很多事情的意义就失去了，没有永恒的价值。
Because everyone dies eventually, so the meaning the life loses its meaning.
但是呢，即使有智慧，智慧是每个人应该有不可缺货的。
Even though wisdom should be pursued,
但是呢，也要知道智慧它也是。人的智慧也是有限的。
But man's wisdom is finite.
那么智慧很可能会就像给你做出诊断，但是智慧不一定能给你开药方。
Wisdom may help you to diagnose, but it cannot be used for prescription.
或者我们经常说，有人可能发现问题，但是不一定能够解决问题。
So it can be said in another way, you can find the problem, but you cannot resolve the problem.
那么智慧有智慧呢，或者也可以减少一些不必要的错误。
Wisdom can indeed reduce the unnecessary mistakes.
但是却也不能避免最终虚空的结局。
But you cannot avoid the destination of empty.
因为人间的智慧并不是人能依赖的终极资源。
Because the human wisdom is not what man can rely on.
而且也没有任何人能单靠智慧来看破生死，来掌握他的人生。
Nobody can master his life with wisdom.
那么智慧人和愚昧人的差别，那么只是暂时的，最终的结局其实都是一样，如果不认识神。
So the difference of the wise and the fool is temporary, and their destination is the same.
所以没有任何一个人能够避免与死亡面对面。
So nobody can avoid the facing the death.
那么既然如此，传道者就说，那有智慧的人岂不更加痛苦吗？
Since then, that wouldn't be more miserable for those with wisdom.
智慧如果不能解决死亡这个人生最重要的问题，岂不就是一个虚空吗？
For wisdom, if we cannot resolve the man's problem, does this mean it's vanity?
那么这里面就会想到，那么到底人死后到底是会是什么呢？
So it also brings the question, what will happen to man after his death?
那么今天那些不信神的人，很多人认为他们死后会上天堂。
For many people who does not believe in God, he believes that he can go to the heaven.
但是他们不知道他们死后为什么去天堂。
But he probably does not know why he goes to the heaven.
那么天堂在哪里？他们谁在掌管天堂？他们也不知道。
Where is heaven and who is controlling the heaven? They don't know.
那么他可能认为，哎。积功德报换福报，将来他会上天堂。
Maybe he thinks that he will go to heaven after many good deeds.
那么这套理论是谁告诉他的呢？
What's the theory that tells him?
那么其实他也不知道。
Actually, he doesn't know.
那么行善的本分其实不是行善的本分，其实这是行善，我们是我们每个人的本分。
Doing good is actually the everybody should do.
如果我们不行善，其实就是罪。
If we don't do good, actually we are sinning.
所以呢，如果我们做了我们该做的事情，我们凭什么就拿这个你该做的事情能上天堂呢？
So if we are doing what we should be done, why we have the right to go to heaven?
也有人在讲轮回。
And some people talk about incarnation.
所以他说他这辈子就要做一个好人。
He says, I will be a good man for this age.
不然他死后呢，他下辈子就会这个变成一个这个别的东西。
Otherwise, I could become another thing in my next life.
其实谁告诉他的，他也不知道。
But he doesn't know where the theory is coming from.
谁定好人和坏人的标准，他也不知道。
Who define the standard of being good or evil? He doesn't know either.
或者说啊，轮回是怎么轮回、怎么转的？是谁规定的？等等这些，他其实一无所知。
How the life after his death evolves? He doesn't really know.
其实所有的这些对人死后状况的一个认识，都是人凭自己的空想、想象。
All these are from the man's imagination.
因为人们对死亡有极大的恐惧和无知。
Because people are afraid and also are ignorant about death.
不知道死了会怎么办，就胡乱的想象来安慰自己。
They don't know the fact about that, so they just create something to comfort themselves.
但是只有我们所信的神，只有我们所信这本圣经，他才明确的告诉我们，他在希伯来书九章二十七节他说。按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
But only the Bible tells us what will happen after death. It's in Book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 27. And just as it appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment.
所以这不是人想象的、编造的，乃是。创造天地万物的我们的神，我们的主，启示我们的真理。
So this is not man's creation; it's actually revealed by the God who created the universe.
那么所罗门呢，在他那个时代，可以说是一个大有智慧的聪明人。
In Solomon's time, there's a full of wise men.
他但是他对于真理的认知，他也只能看到他的精神，看到日光之下。
But even with his wisdom, he can see only observe the truth in his life.
他死后是什么样子？其实所罗门他也不知道。
For life, for times after his death, he doesn't know either.
也因为他不知道死后的情形，所以他翻过头来看今生的时候，就觉得乃是虚空的虚空。
Precisely because he wouldn't know what will happen after his death.He concluded that everything is vain.
因为他觉得不管是聪明人还是愚昧人，最后都要死。
Because he felt that no matter whether you are of wisdom or fully, And everybody dies, it's the same.
而任何人你死去，你什么也带不走。所以呢，他所罗门就看到了这一个现象。
So he observed that no matter whether you are poor or you are rich, you cannot bring anything to after death.
既然智慧也不能让人来满足，那么这就让所罗门其实觉得更加的绝望。所以他想尝试的都试过了。
So Solomon tries to use wisdom, but he that didn't give him a satisfactory either. So it's come to how to say?
所以他都试过了。
Yeah, he gave up.
所以呢，第十七节他知道说什么了？他说：“我所以恨我的生命，因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是不分。”
That's why he says in life, in verse 17, "So I hate life, because what is done on the sun was grievous to me, for all is vanity and the striving after wind."
所以任何人不可避免的死亡，其实终止了人所有的雄心和人的一切梦想。
Because man's destination is death, so that would terminate what he's longing for in the world.
使所罗门觉得在日光之下所行的事都以为烦恼。
So that's why Solomon thinks, whatever happens on the sun, it was grievous.
那么既然人都会死，而死亡这又不能跨越过去。
Because everyone is inevitably death.
那么虚空的活着找不到活着的价值。
To live in a vanity life does not satisfy.
那这种情况，那么人活在世上到底有什么意义呢？
And what's the meaning for a man to live in this world?
所以他这样来想，所以他就觉得我恨我生命。
That's why he hated life.
所以呢，就是日光之下的任何事情，如果不把神包括在内，那么一切都是虚空，一切都是部分。
Whatever is done on the sun, if without God, everything is meaningless. Striving after wind.
所以呢，我们看到不认识神的人觉得虚空的一个根本原因，就是死亡会临到每一个人，谁也不能避免死亡。
So we can see that people cannot satisfy, and is the fundamental reason is that all men must die.
所以再有智慧，你不管多么有智慧的人，他的优越之处也被死亡最后的终结。
No matter how wisdom you are, you will be bringing death.
所以这里我们首先看到第一点就是说，那么一个人不认识神的虚空的第一方面的原因，就是因为死亡会临到每一个人。
So the first reason that without God everything is meaningless is because all men must die.
我们再来看不认识神的人之所以虚空的第二个原因，就是他的靠他的智慧的劳碌所得，也由不得他自己。
The second reason that is with whatever you toil for, and it will not be end, it may not end with your hand.
那在十八节到二十三节。
That's verse 18 through 23.
我们先看前两节，十八、十九节。他说：“我恨恶一切的劳碌，就是我在日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。那人是智慧，是愚昧，谁能知道？他就要管理我劳碌所得的。”就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空。
Verse 18 through 19, I hated all my toil in which I toil under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be wise or fool, yet he will be master of all for which I toil, and use my wisdom under the sun. This is also a vanity.
那么所罗门在这儿其实他在讲另一种处境，就是他的劳碌工作的过程。
So Solomon described another aspect that's the toil in for his life.
那么我们在自己有限的生命里面，智慧不能解决所有的问题。
In our limited life, wisdom cannot solve everything.
那么我们的劳碌呢
？What about our work?
我们忙忙碌碌、勤勤恳恳的工作，为什么人要恨恶劳碌呢？
We work very hard, and why people hate the toil?
那么所罗门又给出了两个原因。
Solomon gave two reasons.
首先，他说他所 他说我得来的必留给我以后的人。
The first thing he said, whatever I get will be left for somebody else.
为什么他说他得来的必留给以后的人呢？
Why he says it will be left for somebody else?
因为他知道自己不会活到永远。
Because he knew that he would not live forever.
所以他现在原有的东西不能永远掌握在他自己的手中。
Whatever he owns now, he can, will not be controlled by him after his death.
有一天这些东西都要他交出去的。
Yeah, sooner or later, it will be handed over to somebody else.
为什么呢？因为人总有一天都会死亡，死的时候我们知道什么也带不走。
We know that after death, nothing you can bring with you.
所以所罗门就想，他这么大的努力，这么多的寻求，如果自己还没有享受完，就要留给别人，他实在是想不通。
So Solomon thinks that it was a great property that I cannot even enjoy fully, then I die and leave to others.
所以想到这里，他甚至恨恶他过去那些靠智慧一切所得的那些他劳碌的过程，他觉得还不如一无所有。
So he hated all the work that he has done. So he probably thinks that it's better for me not to have done this.
因为这一切给他带来了更多的烦恼。
Because this brings him more trouble.
那么有人有这样一个总结。
Somebody has this kind of summary.
他说人的一生如果忙忙碌碌拼命赚钱。
If a man's life gets very busy and just for money, making money.
那么大概他只有两种的结局可能性。
Probably there's only two destinations for him.
一种就是他实在太可怜了。
First, he could be very pitiful.
一种可能就是他活得太惨了。
And the other way, he could live a very miserable life.
那么为什么这样讲呢？
Why things being said so?
他这样讲，他说如果一个人拼命赚了很多钱，没有用，他就死了。
If you made a lot of money and you are dead before you use it.
难道这不可怜吗？
Is this pitiful?
他白白的做了，他白做了，都给别人拿走了。
So what he strived and was left for somebody else.
那么另外一种情况就是他拼命的赚钱，他也拼命的去花钱。
The other way is he spent the life of making money and he tried to spend the money.
可是他不知道自己哪天死。
But he doesn't know when he will be dead.
结果钱用光了，他人还没死，那不就是很惨了吗？
And by the time he's of the death and his money was gone, then it would be quite miserable.
那么因为他后面的日子可能更加难过。
Because the life after the money was gone was more miserable.
所以呢，你人生如果只是为了赚更多的钱，你不是可怜就是太惨。
So the life, if you are pursuing money only, whether you are pitiful or you are miserable.
那么有谁能够知道自己什么时候离开这个世界呢？
Who knows what time you will be departing from this world?
有谁能够正好把他赚的钱花完了，哎，他也就走了？
Who can foretell that he stored enough money just for his death?
其实没有这种人。
And nobody can is being like.
所以呢，在这种情况下，你劳碌的意义又到底是什么呢？
So then, what's the meaning of your toil?
也许你会说，哎，我这样想法。你这样的想法太狭隘了，我要把我这些劳碌得来的留给我的子孙后代，不很好吗？
Maybe somebody would argue that isn't better for me to leave my property to my next generation.
其实这些所罗门也都想到了。
Actually, Solomon also think about this.
但是他不知道他劳碌所得的会留给智慧人还是留给愚昧人。
But he doesn't know whom the property will be leave to, whether it'sA fool or his wisdom.
所以这也是他恨恶劳碌的一个原因。
And that's one of the reasons he hated all his toil.
所以你说你要把你东西要留给你的子孙。
You said you want to leave the things to your children.
可是那一个人，第一，他是什么都没有做，他要白白的得来，从你这儿得来，你却要留给他。
First thing is, even this your next generation does not do anything, but you want to give this to him.
而这个人还有一个问题，就是你要把劳碌得来的留给他，他到底是一个聪明人还是一个愚昧人呢？
And whether he is a wise man or a fool man,
谁能知道呢？
Who knows?
换句话说，你留给他所劳碌所得的，对他到底是好还是不好呢？
In other words, you don't know whether it's good or bad to leave the money to the, your children.
所以这就是说，这哎，你给他，就是你留给帮助别人或者给别人的钱财，不一定是一件好事。
In other words, leaving the money, supposed to help others may not be good for those.
他如果是聪明的，他可能会很好的管理你留下来的东西。
If he's wise, probably he can manage your money well.
如果他是一个愚昧人，那他可能会把你留下的东西胡乱给你浪费，甚至拿这些东西去做坏事情。
If he's a foolish man, he may waste your money, or you may use the money to do evil things.
而且呢，你留下的这些东西呢，很可能也会给你的儿女和这些，他们可能也会带来更多的这种的纷争。
It may bring more problem for your next generations.
那么我们如果打开各种的媒体，我们不难看到一些有钱人留下一大笔的财产给他们的儿女。
Today, if we just reading the medium, what the medium tells, if a man leave a lot of money to his offspring,
结果这些儿女们呢，为了争夺这些里面，都想得到更多，就造成了子女之间的对立，彼此不和，甚至走上法庭。
And the people after him will fight for these properties.
肯定这些不是他们的父母所要想看到的。
And this is definitely not what their parents was hoping for.
那么他留给这些人这东西给这些人到底是愚昧还是聪明了他吗？
So leaving the money to his next generations, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
所以你本来想留给他们你劳碌得来的，那么是希望帮助他们，哎，在你所打下的基础上让他们继续发展下去。
You originally were thinking that leaving this will helping them, and maybe they will continue to get the prosperities.
但是我们往往有时候说，那么有时候事情就是事与愿违。
But it may not end the way you want it.
那么可能你想望的不会发生，而且可能会带来更相反的结果。
Maybe your wish will not happen, and maybe it will be disasters.
你觉得你拼命的努力赚了那么多钱，
you feel that all your effort, you're making a lot of money.
你要留给那些没有努力的人，而这个人到底是聪明的、愚昧的，你也不知道。
And you want to give to those who are not as striving as you are, whether is a wise man or a fool man, you don't know.
所以呢，他的聪明或者他的愚昧，就注定了你留给他的这些东西，会对他是咒诅还是祝福。
Because of the uncertainty, so you may end up with either it's a blessing or it's a curse.
这些其实你也不知道。
But you don't really know.
因此他认为这样一种情况之下，他的心中实在不安，因为这是一种，那这是一种什么感受呢？
That's why Solomon was feel grievous on this.
那么这就是二十到二十三节就写出了他内心的感受。
So that's what described in verse 20 through 23.
他说，故此我转想我在日光之下所劳碌的一切工作，心便绝望。因为有人用智慧知识灵巧所劳碌得来的，却要留给未曾劳碌的人为份，这也是虚空，也是大患。人在日光之下是劳碌内心，在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦就成为愁烦，连夜间心也不安，这是虚空。
So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toils of my labors under the sun, because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someoneWho did not toil for it. This is also its vanity and a great evil. Who has a man from all the toil and striving of heart with which he toiled beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night, his heart does not rest. This also is vanity.
所以我们看到所罗门想来想去，给他带来的是绝望。
So after his thinking, he brings his despair.
因为很多时候他劳碌得来的要归给那些没有努力的人。
Because many times what he's striving for will be left to somebody who's never never has any effort.
那他是智慧还是愚昧，你也不知道。
Whether he's with a wisdom or fool, you don't know.
所以他什么都没努力，因为你要离开这个世界，所以你只好把这些留给他。
Even though he has has not toiled for it, but because you will be dead, so you have to live for it.
所以他想到这些就觉得这是虚空，而且是一种祸患。某种意义上可能可以说这是一个悲剧。
So he think about this as a vanity and maybe a great tragedy.
那么人在劳碌的过程中，他是每天在那里劳苦愁烦，结果是什么呢？
We know that the man's life is full of sorrow, and what's the end result?
那么有时候呢，你劳碌的结果你自己不能享受，反倒被别人享受。
A lot of times, the results of your working hard, you are now enjoying.
而享受的那个人是聪明还是愚昧，你不得而知。
But the one who enjoyed what you live.Whether it's wisdom or it's fool, it's, you don't know.
我们往往说人的尽头就是神的开头。
Often we say the man's end is the beginning of God.
其实对谁都一样，所罗门也是一样的。
And this is for everybody, even for King Solomon.
因为他在这种绝望之中，他想到了神。
So with his despair, he started to think about God.
他实在没有人的办法，他用尽了。
With man's wisdom,he cannot satisfy himself.
他还是觉得虚空。
And he still thinks it's vanity.
所以他想到了人内心的虚空，是因为人不能掌控的事情发生，也不能掌控事情的结局。
And he knows that the vanity from human is because man cannot control what will happen.
因为这一切不是在人的手里，乃是在那位创造天地万物的神的手里。
Because all is not in man's hand, but in God's hand.
所以这就是所罗门给我们一个最后的一个提醒。
That's the last reminding to us.
就是一切都在神的手里。
That means everything is in God's hand.
所以这是24到26节。
That's verse 24 through 26.
他说：“人莫如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。我看这也是出于神的手。论到吃用享福，谁能胜过我呢？”神喜悦谁，就给谁智慧、知识和喜乐。唯有罪人，神使他劳苦，叫他将所收取的、所堆积的归给神所喜悦的人。这也是虚空，也是部分。
There is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This is also, I saw, is from the hand of God. For apart from him,Who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he has given the business of gathering and collecting, only to give to one who pleases God. This is also a vanity and a striving after wind.
那么这里面的吃喝呢，就是代表这些物质上的各样的享乐。
The word eating and drinking means the enjoyment of mankind.
那么在劳碌中享福，就是指人在工作的过程中而有的喜乐。
To eat and drink in the toil, that means you are enjoyed while you are working.
那么有的人呢，他总觉得自己赚钱不够。
A lot of people think that he has not enough money.
所以他工作中呢，也很少有喜乐。
So he has, even during his work, he has less enjoyment.
他的内心常常充满愁苦。
There are a lot of sorrows in his life.
我们可以观察我们周围的人，我们的亲人，我们的朋友，我们都可以观察到这一点。
We may observe it from our friend, our relatives.
其实这里面主要有一定是两个原因，一个就是他不认识神。
There must be two reasons.First, he may not know God.
一个就是他可能认识神，但是他真的是没有活出那个人的神的生命，没有感恩的表现。
The second reason, he probably know God, but he does not live a life that be thankful to God.
所以若不是有恩典出于神的手，人就无法享受物质上的这丰富和工作上的喜乐。
If without grace that coming from God, we cannot really enjoy enjoy from our work.
所以神所喜悦的人呢，在这里就是说指那些认识神的人。
So the man who please God please, that means those people who knowing God.
因为他与神有一个关系。
Because he has a relationship with God.
而罪人呢，在这里就是与神所喜悦的人做一个对比，就是那些拒绝神的人，那些不愿意认识神的人。
So the sinners are those who do not believe in God or reject God.
那么罪人他不认识神，唯我独尊，以为自己所得到了都是理所当然，毫无感恩之心。
The sinners are thinking that whatever they have is what they should have, so they have no thankful heart.
所以他若不认罪悔改，那么神的咒诅要藏在他们的身上。
If he does not repent and believe in God, and God's curse will be on him.
所以这里面告诉我们说，他即便是忙个不停，一生忙碌，那么他所收据和堆积的财产，他一生所追求的事业、知识、名声、权利，结果一无所得。
So if he does not know God, whatever he gather or collect, the end is vanity or striving after.
都要归给那些神所喜悦的人。
And you will be given to those God pleases.
因为凡事我们知道不在我们人的掌控之中，凡事都在神的手中。
Because everything is in God's hand.
因为诗篇三十九篇六节，他也这样告诉我们，他说：“世人行动时际幻影，他们忙乱，真是枉然。积蓄财宝，不知将来有谁收取。”神早就这样讲过了。
That's what described in Psalm 39 verse 6. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather.
因此呢，所罗门最后他明白了一个真理，就是人生虚空的根本原因是因为不认识神，是以自我为中心。
So finally, Solomon knows the truth. With life without God is all meaningless.
他没有一个感恩、敬虔和知足的心。
A man who is fully does not have a thankful heart.
那么使徒保罗他也曾经劝勉过他的属灵的儿子提摩太，他在提摩太前书六章六到七节，他这样告诉提摩太，他说：“然而，敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。”
The apostle Paul once encouraged Timothy in the 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 through 7, says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, but we cannot take anything out of the world."
那么当传道者所罗门呢，他以这样的一个新的观点来看世界，看他自己的人生的时候，他首先发现生命他是可以享受的。
So when Solomon started to think this way with God controlling, then life can be indeed be enjoyed.
他强调呢，幸福最幸福的生活莫过于认识神、荣耀神、以神以他为乐。
A happy life can be knowing God and glorify God and walk with God.
在你的生命的短暂的时间内，要守住神为你预备的那些预备的份。
So in your short life, you have to preserve all things that God has given to you.
因为神的创造都是美好的。
Because all the creation of God is good.
他创造这一切就是为我们人为人来预备的。
He created everything for man.
所以呢，人应当享受自己的努力，享受工作中的喜乐。
So man should enjoy the effort of his working and also the result of his working.
那么在诗篇104篇14到15节，那么诗人也这样讲，他说：“耶和华使草生长，给六畜吃。”使蔬菜发长，供给人用；使人从地里能得食物，又得酒，能悦人心；得油能润人面，得粮能养人心。
The psalmist who wrote Psalm 104 says in verse 14 through 15, "You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart."
虽然神给这些物质的东西让人来享受，
Even though God gives this materials for man to enjoy,
但是呢，人对物质当有的态度，我们既不是不能要贪得无厌，也不是及时行乐。
But the attitude toward this property is not, you cannot be greedy and you cannot overspending.
那么神要我们的是要常常喜乐，要有感恩和知足的心。
God wants us to have a content heart and enjoyment all the time.
那我们总结一下今天的信息。那么所罗门呢，他尝试了各样物质上的丰富和感官上的刺激，但是都不能满足他自己的内心的虚空。
Let's summarize today's passage. Solomon, through the all the material life experiment, he cannot be satisfied.
然后他就想，我这么有智慧的人，也许智慧可以让我来满足我的虚空吧。
Then he thinks that because he's a man of wisdom, so he pursued the satisfactory through wisdom.
然而他又想到后面又说的，哎，智慧人和愚昧人最后都遇到一件事，就都会死亡。
But then he thinks that all the men, whether of wisdom or fool, will die eventually.
所以因为有死亡的存在，人不能跨越，所以人不能把自己所努力的结果都带走。
Because death is something that man cannot cross over, so there's no satisfactory.
所以有时候要留给那些从来没有努力的人要得到。
So he may leave his prosperity to someone who has no wisdom.
那这些人很可能就是他的子孙后代。
And these people may be his offspring.
那子孙后代有什么不好呢？
And what's wrong with that?
那么其中有一个最大的问题就是，他的子孙后代是智慧还是愚昧，他根本不知道。
He cannot tell whether it's offspring, whether it's wisdom or fool.
那他会不会管理你给他留下的这些东西，对他是祝福还是咒诅，你也不知道。
Whether he can use to manage the whatever he left, whether it brings blessing or bring curse, he does not know.
所以到头来给他自己感觉到自己的生命都是一种烦恼。
So he brings his grief over his life.
所以在绝望之中，他来到神的面前，得出一个结论，就是这么多的虚空怎么办呢？就要认识神是唯一的出路。
So in his despair, he comes to God, and knowing that only God can satisfy.
其实弟兄姐妹们，我们都知道人的欲望其实是无限的。
And we know that human desire is infinite.
但是我们无限的一个欲望，我们不可能用我们世上所有的有限的东西来给我们来填满。
Because of our infinite greatness, there's no material that can satisfy.
我们可以说，你再有多么多的这个有限的东西，你加在一起还是有限，对不对？
Even though with all the things in the world, it's still finite.
所以呢，只有那无限的东西才能满足我们心里面这个无限的欲望。
So only infinite thing can satisfy your infinite greedy.
所以只有一样是无限的，那是什么呢？
There's only one thing that is infinite.
那就是我们的神。
That is God.
所以只有神在我们心中，我们才能得到满足。
Only God within our heart can satisfy us.
所以只有认识神，我们才知道一切的所有都是神的恩典。
Only knowing God, then we know that everything is from His grace.
既然神给我们，我们就去好好的去工作。
Even since this is given from God, so we should work hard.
我们就要怀着感恩的心，享受那些物质上所拥有的一切。
We should enjoy what we have striving for.
所以呢，如果你是已经认识神，
So if you already know God,
我们感谢主，
we thank Lord,
你就可以靠着神的恩典脱离人生的虚空。
And we can avoid the emptiness with God's grace.
好好照着圣经的教导，在你的家庭，在你的工作场所，在你的学校，在你的教会，在你生命中涉足的各个环境中，以神为中心，常怀感恩的心，尽你自己的本分。
In all the areas of our life, we with a thankful heart, then we can work hard and enjoy whatever God gave us.
如果你还没有认识神，
if you have not known God yet,
你可能还是一位慕道友，
maybe you are just a seeker.
那么感谢主，
we thank Lord.
你今天愿意和我们能够一起来敬拜，
and you are willing to worship with us.
你愿意继续听神的话语。
And you are willing to listen what God says.
这绝不是突然的。
And this is something in vain.
是神在一步一步的引领你。
And this is God leading you.
也许你自己还不知道。
Maybe you do not know yourself.
如果你正在经历或面对生活上的困惑，
if you are facing troubles in your life,
或者工作、学习上的压力或者挫折，
or pressure or failure from your work,
你觉得你内心很虚空。
And you feel emptiness.
不知道人生的方向和意义在哪里。
And you don't know the directions and meaning of life.
如果你心中有感动，
and if you are moved in your heart,
那么你想用那么你想拥有一个充实的生命，喜乐的生命。
And you want to have a life that's meaningful.
你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主，做你生命的主。
And you want to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord, as the As your life, the Lord who lead you.
你此时就可以在你的心中对主说，求主拯救我，我愿意认识你。
And you can say to God now, would you please come into my life and save me?
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们实在是感谢你的恩典怜悯，来拯救我们这些本行在黑暗中过犯中的人。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we are thankful because you have delivered us from our sins and our transgressions.
我们深深地知道，若没有你的拯救，若我们不认识你，我们的生命真的是虚空，真的是徒然。
We deeply know from our heart that without you, our life is indeed meaningless and empty.
是主你自己亲自舍命流血，你来到这个世上来拯救我们这些人。
And it's your own, you sacrifice your own life that, you so that we can have eternal life.
让我们不只是有今生在日光之下的盼望，我们的祝福，我们也有那永生的盼望。
Not only we have the hope in this world, but also we have the eternal hope.
天父，我们也求主你真的怜悯我们中间真的还没有信靠你的人。
Today we ask you to have mercy on those who has not depend on you.
主就求主你就像拯救我们一样，主你圣灵也在这些慕道友的人的心中，你也来工作。
May your spirit working with those who are seekers, just like what you have worked for believers.
不管他们生命中现在面对什么样的难处，什么样的困惑，主真的若他们向你祷告。主你就来垂听，你就来回应。
No matter what problem they have, if they are willing to cry for you, please listen to their prayer.
帮助他们能够脱离人生的虚空，能够进入那充实、那喜乐的生命。
To help them to live a full, a meaningful life.
因为只有你才能填满我们的心。
Because only you can fill our satisfactory.
只有主你自己才能让我们心满意足。
Because only you can satisfy our heart.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.